The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
My little girl was like, can you give me a pedicure? And I was like, okay. And I'm sitting there painting her toes and I'm just watching her little toes. And I'm like, wow, Lord, you made those little toes and they're so cute. Right then and there, the Lord spoke to my heart. You're the light in her. That's how I delight in you. I'm gonna cry.
Ken Zahadik's childhood resulted in a distorted view of God's character. Now she wants to help you secure your relationship with God. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and today is Wellness Wednesdays. And I love Wellness Wednesdays because I get more well every Wednesday. So it's a perfect time that you're tuning in. I think it's going to be a really great day. And I want to introduce you to somebody special.
Hello.
She is my guest co-host, Belinda Lane.
Yes.
I love having you here.
Oh, Tammy, it's been so fun. I mean, you are such a gift. I mean, I hope that every single Life Today viewer understands what a gift you have in Tammy. And really, and in James and Betty. It is such an honor and privilege to get to be here, knowing the impact they've made in the kingdom of God for so many decades. And I love that I'm getting to guest host with you today.
This is
really exciting.
I love it so much. And we've got a great guest with us today on Wellness Wednesday. She's going to have a lot of great stuff to say that is really going to help us in our health, mentally, spiritually, physically, all the things. Kenza Haddock is an author and a licensed trauma pastoral counselor. Kenza, welcome to Life Today. It's good to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. The time's going to go fast. So I'm going to jump in right up at the top. I know this is going to eventually be a book, maybe even a movie of her life. There are so many twists and turns, girl. I even had to write it down because there's so many. But from being brought up Muslim to even arranged marriage as a teenager, miscarriage, abuse, critical home, abortion, to finally landing in prison for 6 months. I mean, you have an incredible story of redemption, what God's done in your life. Just touch on your story just a tad for us.
Yeah, that's, that secure attachment is something I've had to just fight my way through. It feels like it just didn't, I just didn't land there. And so, yes, I grew up in an Islamic household, and my understanding of God as a Muslim was that he was mean. He was distant. He was like a spiritual pharaoh. He just demanded. And I felt throughout my life, I mean, teenage years, early 20s, I would take 4 steps forward just to get knocked 10 steps back.
Wow.
And I just could not please him, anything I did. I fell into depression and anxiety because of that. I mean, it didn't matter if I prayed enough, if I fasted enough, none of that, because it was just works-based. And even deeper than that, I grew up in a household where my mom was very critical. And my dad was just emotionally distant.
Okay.
And so fast forward years, I give my life to Jesus. And I know in the last episode when I was here, I shared a little bit about that.
Yes.
Jesus came to me in a dream.
Incredible.
And it led to me giving my life to him. And so I go to church. And I'm sitting there, I'm reading scripture, I'm reading Zephaniah 3:17, and it says that God rejoices in me with singing and he delights in me. I'm reading Isaiah 43:1, and it says that he has redeemed me, that he calls me by name, that I am his.
Yes.
But it's going in one ear, out the other.
Okay.
It's in my head. I'm memorizing these scriptures, but they're not translating into my heart. And so I get to a point where I'm frustrated because I'm like, okay, if God's word is supposed to work, then why is it not working for me?
Yes.
What is so wrong with me that it's not working for me?
Wow, that's good. Yeah.
And it was a frustrating period of my life.
Did that happen early in your relationship or as you were growing in your relationship with Jesus? Was that right on where you're like, I'm not connecting?
It happened for several years.
Okay,
for a
long time.
Yeah, for several years. And so fast forward another couple of years, now I'm a counselor and I'm sitting across patients, And they're talking to me about low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, trauma, and they're telling me, hey, listen, you prescribed me these antidotes, these Bible verses, they're not working, they're not getting through my head. And I get so excited, and I'm like, I know this one.
Yes, I can help you.
And they're like, they're looking at me like I've lost my mind. They're like, I just told you, I think I'm too far gone, and you're looking at me like you just won the lottery. And I'm like, but exactly. I know this one. Oh, yes. I know how to get you out because God got me out of this one.
That's so good. I know how to get you out.
Yes.
How do you do it then?
Okay, so the first things first, we have to be real about where we are. And so clarity is key. We have to understand where we are. So this is the human brain.
Hang on. Are you saying my brain's that big or that little?
No.
I love the brain model. I love it.
I'm like, I have to explain it so that people understand what's going on with them.
Okay.
So this part of your brain, think of this part of your brain as a vault.
The cerebellum.
As a vault. That's where long-term memories are stored.
Okay.
So this is where a lot of your experiences from infancy into right now are stored.
Okay.
And so if your experiences are marked by rejection, betrayal, abandonment, pain, criticism, you've been called names, they're stored right here. Right. And so now you're reading scripture, it's coming in through your eyes, and you know, faith comes in through hearing also, right? So it comes in through your eyes and through your hearing. What happens though, you hear God loves you, it gets into your emotional processing, but if what you are hearing and reading does not agree with what's already in the vault, your brain literally rejects it. It's like access denied.
That's powerful.
That's literally what happens.
Yeah.
And that's what, so it's not that God's word is not powerful. It's that your brain has not gotten accustomed.
So it's more the control center than your heart at this point.
Yes.
At this point.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's what was happening to me, and that's what was happening to my patients. Now, thankfully, the Lord has made our brain with the capacity to renew. It's like the renewal of our mind.
Okay.
It's called neuroplasticity. So it has the capacity to be renewed, but we have to use the Word of God. So the Word of God is the only weapon that we have that has the capacity to pierce through the division of soul and spirit. Right?
This is awesome.
This is so awesome.
Amen.
So this is how to get through it. It's a three-step process. Number one, we have to watch the way we talk to ourselves. And here's a practical way to do it. What I say is just look, if you look in the mirror and say, whatever you're telling yourself, add in Christ to it. If that does not make sense, the Bible says to cast it down because it's coming against Scripture.
That's so good.
And that's how we start the renewal of our mind. So for example, if I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, I'm a loser in Christ, that makes no sense.
It doesn't line up.
It doesn't
with the word
line
of God.
Up. Yeah. So I have to cast it down. So that's when my reasoning now starts working for me. And so what happens when I start that process, I'm a loser in Christ. That makes no sense. I'm weakening the vault that's pre-existing. That's number
one. It's literally like 2 Corinthians 10:5.
Yes.
It's like we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
Yes,
we take captive every thought, make it obedient to Christ.
Yes.
That's exactly what that is.
Absolutely. A lot of times we're like, you know what? No, the Bible is here and science is here. No, God gave us His Word. He knows how it works. He knows. And absolutely, yes, you're weakening the vault.
That's good.
So I'm a loser in Christ. No, that doesn't make sense. Cast it down. I'm not good enough, maybe by myself, yes. In Christ, no, cast it down. And so start, because we talk to ourselves more than we talk to anybody. That's step one.
Yes, we do, yeah.
Step two, only choose two beliefs that you struggle with right now, two strong beliefs. So if it's, I'm not good enough, if it's ugly, if it, whatever it is, choose two beliefs.
And you're saying just two because you know they have more than that, but they just need to focus on like the top two kind of, is what you're talking about?
Okay. Because we overwhelm ourselves a lot. And it goes back to the vault. We're trying to weaken each belief system. We're trying to weaken it. If we focus on seven and eight, we're going to get overwhelmed and give up. Okay. So choose two until they get grounded and rooted, and you're uprooting the old system and you're rooting the new ones. And so, for example, you know, I'm not good enough. You can replace it with he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. Hmm. Usually that one works for I'm so behind in life where I need to be. And so God will give you the right verse for you that's going to speak to you.
So
he will give it to you, but you have to put in the time and repeat it to yourself over and over and over, because we have to realize this is war.
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, Kenza.
This is war, and we are renewing our mind. We are renewing that vault. And so it's war. We have to, whenever the enemy shouts, you are so far behind in life. No, he who began a good work in me is faithful to complete it. He can't fight against the word of God. That's the sword of the spirit. Yes. So now I'm grounding it and I'm strengthening it.
Amen.
Healing,
amen.
Healing takes a lot of work, but it takes a lot more work to stay unhealed.
Yes.
Oh. So why not put the work in? Why not just do it? And if you've told yourself that lie over and over and over and over again, it's in the vault. It's not going to just probably be fixed overnight, right?
No.
I mean, I'm thinking
didn't get there overnight.
Right. So it's all the time you put into getting there, it's going to take you some time to get out, but you've got to like reprogram. And like we've said before, taking a lie, replacing it with God's truth in your life, and then just, you've got to put the work in.
Yes.
Even healing in my own life. I've always said that, like, it hasn't come overnight.
No.
I've had to put the work in. I've had to surrender things. I've had to die to self and all the things I think God owes me and he needs to do. And whatever's in that vault, I've worked hard to kind of try to replace that stuff and to speak differently to myself. I think it's a simple, practical thing, but it's a healthy thing.
Yes.
It's a tool. So you gave us one and two. Did you say there was three?
Yes.
Okay.
Number three is we have to make sure God is part of our everyday life because we have to rely on his presence. And so as we include God in our everyday life, we get used to his voice versus the enemy's voice. A lot of times we're so accustomed to the enemy's voice, but we're not accustomed to God's voice, so we're not answering to it. So as we walk in faith and get used to God's voice, we're also going to be able to distinguish between conviction and condemnation. You know, condemnation says,
that's so good.
It says, shame on you. Conviction says, hey, you messed up. This is how we fix it. Because we are. We're going to mess up. Mm-hmm. And God is going to convict us because he loves us.
Yes.
But he's going to be with us as we fix it.
You work with a lot of people that have walked through trauma.
Yeah.
You have it in your own life.
Yeah.
How do you help them, especially with the way that they viewed God?
Yeah.
You know, that's changed a lot of things. And so sometimes we just, because of our relationships, because of our trauma, because of critical parents, non-emotional parents, it has also given us an unhealthy view of God. And so therefore, I think even our security in God is broken a little bit.
Right.
So how do we help somebody get to that place of building a healthy, secure attachment in our relationship with Jesus and believing it?
So we have to let God, what I say is we have to let God reparent us.
Okay.
Okay. And what that means is sometimes it can take a period of time. And I'll tell you a quick story. Sometimes it can happen like this.
Okay.
So for me personally, when I read God delights in me, I literally, because our brain works out of a frame of reference, I had no frame of reference of a parent delighting in me. I have a frame of reference of a parent betraying me, but not delighting in me. And so I can read it until I'm blue in the face and I can believe it in my head, but that was something I could not overcome until one day my little girl was like, can you give me a pedicure? And I was like, okay. And I'm sitting there painting her toes and I'm just watching her little toes. And I'm like, wow, Lord, you made those little toes and they're so cute. Right then and there, the Lord spoke to my heart. You're delighting in her. That's how I delight in you. I'm going to cry. And it was like that. It was an instant healing. Now I know what it means for God to delight in me. And I believe it with all my heart. And so it's like just seeking God. And yes, there will be times when you may hit a wall and you're like, I don't, God, help me understand what it means for you to love me. I have no frame of reference for that. Or help me to not feel anxious around you. He will, because he loves us so much and he is so powerful. He's also so personal.
It's like an invitation to lean into the friction, to lean into the uncomfortable, because when you lean in and say, okay, but what I think I know of a father isn't what I, you know, like I want to believe that this is who you are, but it's not what I've known. And when you lean in, I believe God will be faithful to show who he is. And that's what his word is for. That's what, why it's so valuable. I love that that's part of the steps you take is because you're not going to find it anywhere besides his word.
No, we won't. We won't. And learning about God's names too, because those are entryways into understanding his character.
Right.
I mean, understanding that he truly will never leave us no matter what we're going through. It doesn't mean he has abandoned us. He is right there with us through thick and thin. So that's important.
Gosh, girl, there are so many questions I have on here. I know we're going to run out of time and not get to them. That's why I love this guide. I look at it as a guide. It's also like such a case study. Yeah. That's what I found, that you shared so many stories in this great, great book, Secure, that helped me identify. Like when I heard somebody else's story, I'm like, I could see myself in the pages of that. But you just didn't leave us hanging there. You give tools to come out on the other side to find your healing. And you say, when we deny what happened, we deny the effects of what it did to us from the trauma. Like, like so sometimes we talk about, I've been affected by trauma, but we also deny the effects that it had on our life. So is that a place to start too? Just, I know we're moving fast here, but just, you know, for for people to think, in order for you to begin healing, also it's okay to say the effects of this, this is what it did to my life.
Oh,
I'm not gonna deny that anymore. Some people are like, hey, I'm fine, I'm okay. No, I'm not.
No, no, that's how you open that vault. And you're, at that point, you're opening yourself up and you're like, you're opening yourself up and giving God access into the depths of your heart and saying, Lord, I'm broken. I need you to heal me. Yes, absolutely.
I love that. Starts there, like opening up the vault. So we've got this. I mean, I love the visual. I've got this in the back of my head. Tammy, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to open up the vault today. It's taken you years to peck on the critical spirit, the emotional abuse, the physical abuse, the disappointment, the rejection. It's all there. All the things you told yourself every single morning, it's there. And it plays out like a movie every single day in your life that you're not worthy, that you're not valuable. But I'm here to tell you with the girls today that you are more than what's in that vault right now that's negative, that's trying to steal life from you every single day. Jesus came to give you life. And life more abundantly. And that can start today. Your healing can start today. So open up that bolt. Don't be afraid. God will meet you there every time. Kenza, you're so good. You're an author of many good books. This is just another one. Thank you. Where can people find this?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold.
Okay. Yes. Get a copy of it. I'm telling you, if you are struggling with just a distorted view of God, just wondering who he really is and attachments in your life, get it. I believe it's a tool to help begin healing in your life. And I'm telling you, there are some people, precious people around the world right now that I'm grateful that many of them that I've met feel a security in their relationship with Jesus because they're so grateful for God. I see it everywhere I go. But the one thing that feels insecure to them is the awful water they're drinking that is literally producing death in their life. I want you to take a minute. I want you to watch this. And then I've got a gift for you, a special gift called Prayers for My Physical Health. So when you're able to come alongside us to help these people that need it desperately, I want to help you too and sow this into your life. So take a look at this. We'll come out on the other side and we'll talk about what that looks like.
You know, so many people don't have a choice when it comes to water. The only water source that they have is the one nearest them, in this case, a river. When you look at it, it doesn't look too bad. It's a little dirty, but you can see some of the areas where there's moss and animals and people bathing and swimming. They tell us, so there's all sorts of contamination in here. It's not so much what you can see in here that's dangerous, it's what you can't see. It's what goes into the stomachs and the systems of even the youngest of children, and it hits them the hardest. Fresh, clean, drinking water. You can give that to them. We know because we've given it to others in villages all across the world. But we need to come into this village and that village a few miles up the river and that village over there across the river. We need to come in with many water wells. I'm asking you to make that possible. The more of you that join with us in Mission Water for Life, the more water wells we'll be able to drill. And it's my heart's desire that no child would ever drink contaminated water. I promise you, you will be helping to save a life.
Randy, I can promise them too. Yes, you will be a part of saving a life. But Linda, I'm telling you, you had just asked me. When you saw that water like spring forth, we're like, you could see me sitting here like, you know, yes, watching that. And you said, have you been there for that moment? And I was like, yes,
because I'm watching the moment. Yes. And I'm like, that is incredible to see them. Yes. just absolutely a miracle has happened.
Exactly.
It's a miracle they're watching happen. It's not any longer just a hope or a prayer. It's tangible.
Yes.
It's actually happening.
Yes.
Their life has changed forever. It literally means they are going to live. And so I just hope that everyone watching really understands that you are the difference maker. Like you, that moment that you got to be a part of, they're a part of that moment.
Exactly.
They get to be a part of it when they donate, when they give.
It's incredibly exciting. And I think that's one of the greatest parts for me doing Mission Work for Life Outreach is to see the resolution, to see the redemption story, to see the victory, to see all the things that they pray for, the answered prayer, like all come to fruition right in front of my eyes. I'm like, it feels like family when I'm in these places. Like, these are my family. I've been fighting for this for you. I've been trying sometimes for months or years to get water in these certain villages and these places that are so remote and so far out that it's hard to get to, or we've got to raise more funds for this well or that well. And so sometimes it takes time. So when I'm finally there and I'm seeing it happen before my eyes, it is a celebration of life. Yes. So let me tell you what that would look like today for you. If you've never had a chance to give to this incredible outreach, today's the day to do it. We are trying to build, drill, I should say, 350 water wells in 20 nations. So let me tell you what that would look like, because we can all get involved. Belinda, every single person could do something today. $48 will provide water for 10 people for the rest of their lives. $144 will provide 30 people with water for the rest of their lives. And for $4,800, we could go in and drill a complete well for an entire village of about 1,000 people for the rest of their lives. I can't think of a better place than this to put $4,800. It is life-giving, life-changing. And these are things I want to be a part of. That's why I love being a part of this ministry. Go online, give the best gift you can, do whatever you can give today. It matters today, because they might not have tomorrow, but they have today. So let's act today, right now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God Tumbler Set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Please go online and give the best gift you can give today. No pressure, but if you feel led, then definitely pick up the phone and give us a call. And for whatever amount that you're able to give today, I'm going to send you Prayers for My Physical Health. It's so good. I was just peeking through this. I'm like, oh, it's like a devotional. The way this is laid out, it's awesome. So I want to get this to you today. Thank you so much for being here. Kenza, you are precious. I absolutely love you. You're an incredible gift to us. And I also just want to say this, as we kind of dug a little deeper, if you need prayer, there is a phone number on your television screen right now. Please don't hesitate to pick up the phone. There are people right now standing by that have already begun their day in prayer thinking about you. So if you need someone to come alongside you right now, please call us. We would be honored to pray with you.
Kenza, thank you so much. And one thing I did love about your book is you have a salvation prayer on page 53. Mm. And I just want to encourage anybody who is right now calling the prayer line and they've never made a profession of faith.
That's good.
I just want to encourage you.
Yeah.
When you call, say, I heard about Kenza's book and it talked about a prayer of salvation. Will you lead me through this prayer of salvation? I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior right now. I know there are people watching who are desperately wanting help and hope in their life, and Jesus is the answer.
Praise God. He is definitely the answer. This is such a great day. I'm so glad you could watch us. Let us help you lead you into that relationship with Jesus. If you need help, we're here. God bless you. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on Life Today.
You will never understand fully the length, the depth, the breadth, the height. Even when we're in heaven, the love of Christ is something we'll still discover.
Joseph Prince, tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.